Men Conquering Depression. 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 Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, my brothers, my dudes. Welcome back to another segment of Men Conquering Depression podcast. I am happy to be before you today. I am excited. Listen, we just dropped the book on October 14th, Men Conquering Depression. It is on Amazon. It is on Amazon. It is on Kindle as well. You can pick it up on Kindle and Amazon. Also, there's a workbook attached to it called Men Conquering Depression. And the workbook has a journal. That journal, inside that journal, you can journal your journey to wholeness, to healing, to the best version of yourselves. I love the workbook myself. I work on it every day because I'm trying to be a better version of myself every day. I love it. I'm not saying just because I wrote it or put it together. I'm saying because it works. And as men, we need to document ourselves. We need to challenge ourselves to be a better version of ourselves. And that's speaking of tonight's topic. Tonight's topic is called The Enemy Within. The enemy that's on the inside of me. But before we go any further, we're going to just take care of a couple of sponsorships. This podcast is sponsored by Zani Faree. It's a female skincare line that me and my wife has. You can check us out at ZaniFaree.com. Also, there's a male skincare line called Beards, Balm, and Brawn that's out now. It's for men. It's all about our mental health, men. It's all about us looking good. It's a skincare line for your skin as well as your beard to make you look handsome, make you look phenomenal, to make you look awesome. So I want you guys to check that out. Also, with Men Conquering Depression, we're going to be offering autographed copies as well. If you want to get an autographed copy from me, you can go on Amazon or you can DM me on IG, which is men_conquering_depression on IG. Or you can also hit me up on Twitter, which is X, of course. Or hit me up on TikTok. You can DM me if you want to get an autographed copy. But listen, the book is doing well. I am excited. Men are responding. Not just regular men. I'm talking about men all across the world. The podcast is being held all across the world. And I'm grateful. I'm thankful. I'm thankful for all the listeners. I'm thankful for all the people that are tuning in. And please share the word. Share, not only share the word, but share the world to the world. Share it to the world. Men, we suffer in silence. We suffer in silence. I'm going to say that again. We suffer in silence with all the things that's going on today, from this election to the economy, to all the things that we deal with as men, from the youngest up to the oldest, to the grandfathers. We suffer in silence. And a great portion of things that we don't talk about, I say a good 80% of things, men, we don't talk about. We let fester, we let stay internally in us until it blows our cap, until we have a overload. But today we're going to talk about the enemy from within. And the enemy from within starts with ourselves. And this person that's within us, that we've allowed to move in us, is part of our own fault. From procrastination, you know, I overcome that, but I'm still struggling with it at some point because it was once a part of me. In a sense where it ruled over me, where I would procrastinate in everything, bill paying, procrastinate relationships, procrastinate within myself and my health, and procrastinate in a plethora of things where it became a part of me, it became an enemy of me. So imagine you having something on the inside of you that's an enemy of you, that you've allowed to move in you without any rebellion, without any fight. Something that gets on the inside of you is procrastination. That becomes the enemy of yourself. And we have to approach it that way. We have to approach the procrastination that way, because it will stop you from actually achieving your goals, which I have in the past. It stopped me from many of my goals. I was good to start a vision, write it out, put it on paper, get excited about it, zip, boom, bah, rah, 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 all those good things. But then I would never have the testicular fortitude to finish. I wouldn't even get to the middle. But I'm excited about something I came up with. And it always was a good idea. It always had a good idea to move forward in. But I didn't. I let procrastination come in between me and my vision. Between me and my great idea. And so one day I remember being really frustrated. I mean, just frustrated. It was some things that I wanted to do that I couldn't do. And I was just asking myself, why? And why in this place of my life, this thing is irremovable? Why? Because I allowed it to fester. I allowed it to grow. I allowed it to move in me with no pushback. I allowed it just to basically do what it wanted to do. So it was like it was waiting for me to do something. It was waiting for me to create a great idea. But in that great idea, it came and it stopped it. Until one day I just got so frustrated, I cried. I mean, I did everything that you would do from an emotion and mental standpoint. And I said, that's it. That's it. I'm going to push. I'm going to finish. I'm going to get better at this. And I had to really realize where this enemy came from and how long he lived on the inside of me, how long he festered in, how long this enemy took residence. Don't you know these things we allow, from procrastination to inconsistency? That's another one, another topic I'm going to touch on, that we allow to stay in us and it takes residence. It becomes a part of our lives. We take procrastination everywhere we go. I remember taking it to the gym. I procrastinated in the gym. That means I didn't have a great full workout that I would like to do consistently. You know, I procrastinated when I went shopping, you know, food shopping and just other things, you know, even fatherhood, you know, and it made me frustrated. It made me angry with myself, you know, and I couldn't blame nobody else. I couldn't point the finger at nobody else. I couldn't say because this person did it, it's his fault or her fault. No, it was my fault. So I had to deal with the enemy from within. I had to find out when I had to find out its inception. I had to find out when it started. I had to look deep inside myself. And these are hard looks that you have to look in yourself when you really realize that a good 80% of your issues or your problems are from within. A good 80%, men, of our problems are our issues of moving forward in life and doing the things we want to do, being the best versions of ourselves, are from within. The outside entities and even life doesn't have that much power opposed to what's happening on the inside of us. And it could be from a childhood, it could be from a past relationship, it could be a plethora of things, but at the same time, that's what's happening. So when you get to a place of frustration, when you get to a place of being angry, when you get to a place of being upset, when you get to a place of being tired, and then you gauge that. I had to pull a gauge up. I had to say, okay, I'm tired, and what is it stopping? It was stopping my greatness. It was stopping me finishing the book. It was stopping me moving forward in my company. It was stopping me from starting my Majet Foundation. It was stopping me from setting up generational wealth in my family. It was stopping me from all the things that I wanted to do. And also, it was stopping me from being the best representative of myself. Why? Because I had people watching me. Unbeknownst to me and knowing to me. I had people watching me. I had people watching me waiting. So I had to make a clear-cut decision on, okay, am I going to deal with this enemy, or I'm going to continue to let this enemy have space in my head, take up residence in my body? And that's another thing. When you're dealing with this type of procrastination, it can cause sickness in your body. It can cause aggravation. And what happens when you get aggravated? You start stressing. Anxiety gets at a high level. You start getting pissed off at anything. Somebody can come in and just say hi to you, and you pissed off and you're ready to fight. You're ready to have a strong rebuttal against them. because you're aggravated. So the challenge of procrastination can create that aggravating sense in you, or that aggravating place in you, where you don't want to be bothered with no one. You don't want to be bothered with no one. So let's look at it this way. Let's look at it from a place of I'm procrastinating. I'm aggravated because I can't overcome this thing. I'm stuck. Now I want to go isolate myself. And that's the worst thing you can do. When you isolate yourself from the world, when you isolate yourself from family, when you isolate yourself from positive entities, that's the worst thing you can do. That's the worst thing you can do when you isolate yourself. Because guess what happens? Now that very thing that's growing in the inside of you, that procrastination spirit, that procrastination entity that's in you is doing what? It's living rent free. It's speaking to you. It's holding you back. Because I decided that I wanted to be alone. I decided because my aggravation and my frustration put me in a place that I didn't want to be bothered with anyone. Or I tuned down my social relationships or my social gatherings. I tuned them down because I was frustrated and I was aggravated. But I had to make a decision. How am I going to overcome this thing? How can I overcome procrastination? How can I overcome it? I had to do a self-check. I had to check myself. I had to get into a place of myself and said, okay, this is wrong. And I had to tell this spirit. I had to tell this thing that was living on the inside of me, you cannot reside here any longer. Did it go away overnight? Nope. Because remember, it lived on the inside of me. Remember, so it spent time with me. Remember that. It spent time with me. So it was able to what? Learn me. It was able to learn me. It was able to learn me and stay in me and learn me and be successful in learning me and holding me back from the very things that I was trying to accomplish. Because it wasn't the outside world. It wasn't people on the outside of me. It wasn't people that I might have told a vision or told something to, or said I'm going to try this and do that. It wasn't that. It was the very thing that lived on the inside of me that was causing me to be stagnant, causing me to be stuck, causing me to be non-productive. Don't you know you can go through life every day being non-productive? You can go to work thinking you're productive, punching the clock, working, but still non-productive. Still non-productive. So when I understood what procrastination was doing to me, especially my self-improvement of myself, I so wanted to better myself in knowledge and reading. I love to read. I love to study. I love to analyze. I love to be in a place of learning. And I understood, like, wow, I started reading books. And I was reading a book a week. You know, I stopped that, 4 books a month, you know, putting things together, and it really hindered my self-growth, my self-maturation. It really hindered it to a place where, like I said, I got upset and I had to make a decision. Then I had to map out a plan on getting rid of procrastination. I had to map out a plan on getting rid of procrastination. So what I did was, one of the first things I did was, once I recognized it, and once I forgave myself, that's another thing too. Once I understood what it was and I started forgiving myself, I made it my business to map out a plan to eliminate it. Because it's an enemy. You're not going to kill it right away. You're not going to get rid of it right away. Because it worked in you. It became a part of you. You're not going to get rid of it right away. It's not going to happen. But what can happen is you have to chip away at it. You have to chip away at it. And how did I chip away at it? Like I said, I should never finish strongly in the gym. I said, you know what? I want to go to the gym at 4 a.m. because where I live in a condo. I said, so I can go right downstairs and go to the gym. You know, I was going to the gym at 4:30, 4:45. So it was limiting my workout. because I know I had to get ready for work around 6:30. So it was really stymieing me of me pushing myself to the next level where I want to get to physically. So I had to make a decision. Okay, I had to say, okay, you know, I'm going downstairs at 4 a.m. So what I had to do the night before, make sure everything was taken care of the night before. Clothes laid out, lunch made, whatever the case may be. So I got the proper rest. So when I got up to go to the gym at 4 a.m., I was ready. I was excited. And then I had to get into my mental faculty that this is going to help my longevity in life. This is going to help me be a better version of myself physically. Yeah, you want to look good. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with being the best version of yourself physically. There's nothing wrong with that. But at the same time, you also want it to be in a place where it helps your growth. So I had to chip away at it. I had to chip away at some of the smaller things like the gym. I had to chip away at some of the smaller things about finishing things I need to do with people. And then I had to chip away at some of the small things I need to do for myself. You know, I got to a place I was inconsistent, you know, of procrastinating on making my lunch. As opposed to me coming home, you know, doing certain regimens when I walk through the door, you know, and just getting right on, okay, when I'm working my lunch. So what I did was I mapped out a 5-day menu. I mapped out a 5-day menu for my lunch. So every day, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I had something different I was making for myself, but I wrote it down in my fridge. I put it on my vision board. I said, oh, you know, I'm going to have salmon and salad for lunch today, so tomorrow. So let me make the salmon. Let me make the salad and have everything prepared. And that pushed me. That helped me get past a bigger version of that procrastination because I was willing to chip away at it. So I started gaining points within myself. I started patting my own self on the back and really putting myself in a place of winning. So I went from stagnation, stopping everything, having everything in place where there was nothing moving. But even though I was coming up with all these great ideas, writing stuff down, putting stuff in my journal, putting stuff in paper, but then also I realized I wasn't moving. I wasn't moving. I wasn't putting myself out there. I wasn't putting myself out there to help myself. Putting myself out there to help myself. So when I started chipping away, I chipped away well. I did the lunch and then I said, okay, let me do the clothes. And, you know, I really start seeing myself at a different level. Then I, you know, if it was a day I had to juice, I would make sure all the products I was using, that was clean and cut so I can put them in the juicer. You know, those things helped me push me to the bigger goal. So now when I want to do something business-wise, or when I got to a place I had to do something ministry-wise, or got to a place I had to do something financial-wise, it helped me because procrastination, I had chipped away at it. So that very thing that I was dealing with lost a lot of its power. Lost a lot of its power. Now, procrastination has a friend. Yep, procrastination has a friend. And this friend is called inconsistency. Procrastination and inconsistency are like cousins. They run hand in hand. One puts down one baton, the other picks the other baton up. So when I realized that I had to overcome procrastination, because procrastination made me what? Inconsistent. Remember, I wasn't finishing. Remember, I was starting stuff and starting with all this fluff and fanfare and confetti and all this excitement, but inconsistency stopped me right in my tracks. Because I was inconsistent. I was inconsistent in the things I need to do. On an emotional level, on a personal level, on a physical level, on a financial level. And when we find ourselves there, we think we actually will trick ourselves to think that we got it. And we really don't. Think about it, guys. Think about it out here. I just want you to take a moment as you listen to me. Look at your life right now. Now, we all need improvement. Don't get me wrong. Every day, I try to improve. Every day, I look at some way I can mature and improve. But just be honest with yourself. Look at yourself right now. Is there room for improvement? Is there room for improvement in fatherhood, relationship, marriage, business, church, job? How you go about things, how you approach people, how you deal with people. I'm quite sure there is. So this podcast, this segment is real. This segment is for you. This segment is talking about you, to you. You know, I should get angry over the missed opportunities. Because when I procrastinated and became inconsistent, I missed out on opportunities. I missed out on opportunities when I became procrastination, when I became procrastinated and I became inconsistent. I missed out on various opportunities that could have came across my doorstep, could have came across my email, could have came across my, via text or conversation, or I missed out on certain rooms I could have been in. And that infuriated me. And that should infuriate you. That should infuriate you. That should make you angry and say, man, I'm not missing out on this again. Come hell or high water, I'm going to do what I got to do. No matter what, if I got to go to bed early, an hour early, if I got to prep and do stuff, whatever I need to do, I'm going to do it because I don't want to miss out on it. I don't want to miss out on what's coming my way. But that's how procrastination and inconsistency works. So that enemy from within has more enemies from within you that work and operate simultaneously or synonymous with each other. They work simultaneously. Procrastination and inconsistency work simultaneously with each other. Like I said earlier, one drops the baton, the other picks the baton up. And the whole idea is stopping you from your greatness. Stopping you from being the best version of yourselves, stopping you from being the best father, the best dad, the best lover, the best business mind, the best entrepreneur, the best reader, the best seeker. It's stopping you from being that. And that should make you angry. That should make you upset. That should make you pound the table. That should make you stomp your feet, do whatever, scream, holler, kick, or whatever. But it should make you want to do better. So you got to chip away at procrastination. And when you chip away at it, eventually it falls. Now let's slide over to inconsistent. See, inconsistency is the enemy that lives on the inside of you. That actually makes you like make you go up and down. See, procrastination stops you. Inconsistency is like a wavelength. You know, you ever see the doctor when they say it goes beep, 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 beep. It goes up and down, up and down, up and down. It gives you that fluctuation. That's what inconsistency is. 1 minute you hot, 1 minute you cold. 1 minute you're doing well. Next minute, you're not. So that enemy from within you, that inconsistent enemy from within you, takes residence as well. It takes residence as well. Now, that inconsistency will basically have you at a place of yo-yoing, going up and down. And that can be emotionally detrimental as well. That can really put you in a dark place because of you're high one moment and you're low the next moment. You're high one day and you're low the next day. You're trying to figure out something one day and the next day you can't. That's what inconsistency does. And it puts you in that place. You'll just go through life being inconsistent. You'll go through life being inconsistent. Got an appointment, can't make it on time, inconsistent. got a doctor's appointment, can't make it on time, inconsistent. So to meet somebody somewhere, schedule it weeks ahead of time, can't make it on time, inconsistent. Job script, so to be doing whatever your job script is, inconsistent. Relationship, inconsistent. Whatever your spouse or your partner is, you're supposed to be given a certain percentage or whatever you agree upon, however your relationship is. Inconsistent. Being a better father, inconsistent. So this inconsistent enemy lives on the inside of you. And it actually, like I said, stops you from all the things I just mentioned and even better, more things that you might not see at the moment because there's so many other things that is grabbing your attention. But inconsistency comes to do what? Stop your greatness. Because when you're inconsistent with something, it's like a yo-yo. You go up and down, but you don't get nowhere. When you become consistent, it's like a straight line. You're getting somewhere. You're going somewhere. You're moving toward the goal. You're moving toward the place. You're moving toward the place that you set out to be at. That's what consistency does. But you have to deal with the inconsistency first. You have to deal with it. And it should make you angry. It should make you mad that you haven't finished the book if you're a writer. That you haven't started the company if you're a businessman or a business person. That you haven't done the very things that you know you should be doing. Let me ask you a question, man. Let me ask you just a really genuine question. What is it that you truly should be doing? And before you jump the answer, before you give me an answer or answer yourself, I want you to take a step back and say, what is it I should be doing? Should I be working with somebody for 20 years, 30 years? Or should I be running my business? Should I be tackling the best version of myself from an emotional standpoint? Because we are emotional. Because we're human beings, we're human. Human beings are emotional. Now let's look at the effects of it in a sense of inconsistency. When you finally realize you're inconsistent, and you finally realize that it's stopping you. It's putting a halt to your future dreams, and it's putting a halt to the very things that you're trying to get because you're inconsistent, because you're yo-yoing. It can wreak havoc on you emotionally because you're going up and down. One day you're high, one day you're low. One day you're just full of life, the next day you're dead as a doorknob. That's what inconsistency does. It's a wavelength. So you have to grab it and make that line straight. You have to grab it and make that line straight for yourself and say, no, this is not going to happen again. This is not going to happen to me again. This is not going to happen to me again. I'm not going through this again. I'm going to hit this thing head on. I'm going to stand right in front of it. But it's from within. And you have to understand its patterns. Its patterns of yo-yoing. Its patterns of going up and down. And really, dealing with inconsistency is real easy. You just got to know how to do the opposite. So you got to learn how to take that enemy from within you and make him a friend of consistency. You have to replace him with consistency. When you have these enemies on the inside of you, they come to do one thing, and that's still kill and destroy your dreams. But then when you have a friend in you that can curtail that can stop that can stop it in its tracks, now you can grow. Now you can grow. The enemy from within resides in you. You have to look at it for what it is. You have to be honest with yourself. You have to say you're going to defeat it. And you have to map out a game plan to defeat it. You're not going to defeat it overnight. You're not going to defeat it like this big boom, this big thing is going to surface and it's over. It's not going to happen because it took time to grow within you. It took time to be a part of you. It grew in you. And how did it grow in you? It grew in you through your decision making. It grew in you in messing things up consistently. It grew in you by procrastinating and stopping in your tracks. That's how it grew in you. So now you have to stop it. And how do you stop it? You chip away at the procrastination and you deal with the inconsistency head on. But you make the inconsistency straight. You make that line that's been up and down, up and down, up and down. You might have to grab the bull by the horns, but you make it straight. And so now you got to do it from the simplest ways, the simplest things. Because it's affecting your future. It's affecting who you are. It's affecting who you're trying to be. Don't you know we are not all who we are? I challenge you, every man in the sound of my voice, to look in the mirror. There's something in that mirror that you're not. So I just help myself. Look in the mirror. You can do it now, later, in the morning, noonday, whatever. But look at yourself and be honest with yourself. There's something in that mirror that you're not. And you have to ask yourself, why is that? Why is there something in this mirror that I'm not? Did I lose control? Did I not figure it out? Did I not find my niche? Whatever the case may be. Whatever it is, but there's something there. And we all got it. No matter what age, no matter how old, no matter what culture, no matter what color, if you got long hair, short hair, bald headed, whatever the case may be, there's something in that mirror. When you look at that mirror, there's something in there that you don't like. There's something in there that you can't stand, but you don't want to face it. I had to start telling myself, I don't like this part of me. Why am I like this? I wasn't crazy. Because if I sat on somebody's couch, he or she would say the same thing. Why are you like this? So I had to ask myself the same question that a therapist would ask me. Why am I like this? How did I get here? How did I get here? And be honest. You were the one driving the truck. You were the driver to where you are. The procrastination just hitched a ride. The inconsistencies just hitched a ride. Say, hey, I'm riding for free. I'm good. But until you realize that, until you make it, make it a notion in your life, and by looking in the mirror and being honest with yourself, that you can improve on yourself. You can be a better version of yourself. It's never too late. As long as you got breath in your body, as long as you're breathing, walking, talking, and I don't care if you're even in a wheelchair. I don't care if you're walking with canes and walking with crutches or whatever the case may be. If you are alive, you can change it. I want to say that again because that felt good. If you are alive, you can change your situation. It's a matter of sitting down and being honest. First and foremost, forgiving yourself. Second and foremost, finding out where it stems from. Where did it come from? Did I bring this on myself? Was I influenced? Was I running with the wrong people? to get me to this place, for this to start. You have to go back and find how did you get there. And when I found it out, when I found out how I got there, I chipped away at procrastination. But I took that up and down line, that emotional roller coaster of inconsistency, and I flattened it out. I flattened it out. I flattened out the very thing that I knew that's going to come against my future. That's going to come against who I am. Come against the things that God has for me. Come against the things that I so desire to be. So when we go and when we hit inconsistency head on and make it a flat line, that's when we become better. That's when we'll see the very things we don't like by looking in the mirror. This is why this journal of Men Conquering Depression that I have connected to the book Men Conquer Depression is so prevalent. You have to write these things down. I had to start writing the things down that I didn't like. I saw them in the mirror, but I still had to write them down. I still had to make it my business that I'm going to write this down and keep note of it, keep record of it, and beat it. And beat it. And it's never going to be easy. But the reward is great. It's never going to be easy, but the reward is great. The enemy from within. The enemy from within. And I'm going to be honest with you. Because I've always been, I'm always honest with you. I always lay all my cards on the table. I should have been finished this book. This book was over 2 years in the making. I should have finished it. I should have finished it. And don't think it's not the right timing, but I should have finished it. Why? Because I was still dealing with procrastination. I still was dealing with inconsistency. So I was telling anybody about the book. But I wasn't moving in the direction I need to move in the book fully. I was letting distractions come. People come. Things come. Well, I could have just, all I need to dedicate was like 2 hours a day. An hour at least, 2 hours the most. Today, a day of writing, reflecting, putting things in perspective. What do I want to write about? What I want to say to my audience? What I want to say to you? I want you to understand this podcast is for you. This podcast is not only for you. This podcast has us sitting right across the table from each other. Although we can't see each other, although we're in different countries and different cities, although we're in different time zones, I want you to know when you hear this podcast, you're actually sitting across the table from Fred Foster Majette Jr. Looking at me eye to eye and I looking at you eye to eye. That's what it's all about. You have to chip away. You have to move into that place of putting the stranglehold on inconsistency. Now, the great thing about it, you got to replace it with something. You got to replace inconsistency with something. You have to replace it with something. You have to replace it with consistency. You have to replace it with vigor. Because when you're inconsistent, you don't have to get up and go. When you're inconsistent, you don't have that testicular fortitude. No matter what happens to me, you know, I'm going to overcome this. When you're consistent, you can pivot off a situation or a life situation. Oh, yeah. It's real. It's real. It's real out here. But some of us are carrying around inconsistency for years. Some of us have been carrying around for years and not even know it. Living rent-free in our head, living rent-free in our bodies, living rent-free and we not know to understand it. We not know to understand it. But I want to challenge you tonight, challenge you this morning, for whatever time zone you listen to. Get the journal. Get the Men Conquering Depression journal. And start writing. Writing is the best therapeutic way of expressing yourself. And guess what, men? Because we're private, and because we don't want, quote unquote, everybody to know that we got an issue, what's going on. When you write private, it stays private. That means you can truly be raw about yourself and not worrying about being judged, because there's no one to judge you. There's no physical specimen there to judge you. Yeah, it's real. It's real. I just wanted that to sink in. That's why I became quiet. It's real. Inconsistency is real. It's real. It lives on the inside of you. It lives on the inside of you. It lives on the inside of you. Let's do something about it. Let's get rid of it. Let's deal with it. Let's become a better version of ourselves. Let's love what we do and put ourselves in a position of what we do. But just being better versions of it and doing better at it. It doesn't take a lot. It doesn't take a lot to do better at it. You got to just push yourself. Even when it's inconvenient. Even when it doesn't seem right or feel right. That's how you push yourself. That's how you push yourself. That's how you put yourself in that position to win. You have to put yourself in that position to win by pushing yourself, straightening out that line, moving forward. It's real. It lives in us in every day, young or old. And let's pass the word. But you have to write. You have to get that workbook. I'm not saying it because I'm selling. I'm telling you how therapeutic it is. I'm looking at mine right now and all the stuff I've written in it. All the stuff I've taken the journal over. And written stuff down. Written stuff down. So you can do this, man. I want to applaud you tonight. I want to thank you. I want to thank you about dealing with from the enemy from within. Take a good look. Take a real look. Take a quiet look. Take a let me close the door behind me look. And look at yourself. And then ask yourself, am I really where I'm supposed to be? Am I really where I want to be? And what's holding me back in that? And it starts from within. It's not the outside. The outside noise can be chimed out. The inside can't. Because the inside is what drives. The inside of inconsistency what drives you. That's what pushes you. I remember having infighting with myself. Infighting. Thinking I was crazy. Like, what's wrong with me? Why I can't get it right? Why I can't do right? Why I can't be right? Why I can't act right? Why I can't act right? Ask yourself that. And I had these hard conversations with myself. And I made it my business. To do right, to be right, to act right, to walk right. And guess what? When you do that, you're not worrying about no accolades. I'm not worrying about nobody patting me on the back. I'm not worrying about anybody clapping their hands, being my biggest cheerleader. Yes, it's all well and good that people recognize you. Yes, it's all well and good that you get accolades. Believe me, it does. But you also got to have an attitude that it don't. Because if you have this attitude that it does, in a sense of where it overrides you, then you'll look for it. And what will, how you will trick yourself is when you don't get it, you think something's wrong. Now you start taking stock of yourself and say, wow, I'm doing this, 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 and nobody sees it. But what happened all the other times when everybody else was seeing it? What happened to all those other times when everybody else was seeing it? And that's how we can trick ourselves. That's why it's good to get the accolades, but don't look for them. It's good to get the pats on the back, but don't look for them. Because the greatest pat that you can put on your back is yourself being overcoming inconsistency. I'm sorry. The biggest pat, the biggest clap that you can do is overcoming procrastination. The biggest one that you can do is overcoming those very things. The biggest one. So I challenge you tonight. I challenge you today, this morning, whenever you listen, whatever time you're listening to. I challenge you. Be more consistent. I challenge you. Chip away at procrastination. Chip away at that enemy that's within you. Chip away at that enemy that's making you late for work every day. Chip away at it. Oh yeah, it's out there. A bunch of you don't are late every day. Late every day. Then get mad when they want to write you up or something. Or get mad when they want to reprimand you. But you sign up to be there a certain time. But you just so can't get it right, even while driving. That's why you got to leave early. Leave for your house early. I mean, leave for work early. The enemy from within. The enemy from within takes no shorts. The enemy from within doesn't want to hear excuses. He don't care about what you're going through. He don't care about your culture. He don't care about where your mama is, your daddy is. He don't care from where you come from. All he care about is stopping you in your tracks. That's his job. Now you got to make it your job to do better. Be better. Have that hard look in the mirror. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Having that hard look in the mirror and being better with just being working on being a better version of yourself. Working on being a better version of yourself, and you'll make people around you happy. From family to friends to job associates, when you walk in that better version of yourself, people want to gravitate to you. They want to be connected to you because they don't understand why, but they just know something's different about you. They just know something different, how you carry yourself, how you deal with issues, how you deal with things. And they want to be a part of that. And I want you to, too. You got this, my brothers. You got this. You got this from dealing with the enemy from within. I want to thank you once again for listening. Men Conquer Depression is on Amazon. The workbook as well is on Amazon. You can get it on Kindle if you're a Kindle lover. And like I aforementioned, if you want an autographed copy, hit me up on IG. I would love to sign a copy and send it to you. Men Conquer Depression, we are a movement. We're not just a one-stop stop and go. We are a movement. And I'm not stopping till every man is healed. I'm not stopping till every man is in their place, their rightful place. I'm not stopping till every man has an opportunity to be a better version of themselves. Not just minutely, not just hourly, not just daily, not just weekly, not just bi-weekly, not just monthly, but seasonally. But I want to thank you once again, and I appreciate you. I appreciate you allowing me to get to this next level. Please, my brothers, please purchase the book. And when you purchase it, leave a comment. And I'm going to explain this to you. Because I'm a giver. a certain percentage of the proceeds of the books are going to the Mental Health Association for Men. The Mental Health of America, they have a men's department. It's going right to them. A certain part of the proceeds is going to them. So when you buy this book, not only do you buy this book to help yourselves, when you buy the workbook to help yourselves, you're buying and helping somebody else. And isn't that amazing? The very issue you're dealing with by getting the book, Men Conquer Depression, you're helping yourself, but at the same time, you're helping somebody else. Wow. You are helping somebody else. That's great. That's awesome. But please get the workbook. We're on Amazon and Kindle. Like I said, you can check us out on LinkedIn. I'm sorry, I meant to mention that earlier. I'm on LinkedIn as well with Men Conquer Depression. Or you could look for me as Fred Majette, poet, writer. Also, check me out on IG as well, Twitter. Check me out on Threads as well. We're doing great things for men. We're going to all get healed one man at a time. That's my goal. Every man to get healed one man at a time. Every man to get healed one man at a time. Every man to get healed one man at a time. I want to thank you once again. I'm your host, Fred Majette, best-selling author of Men Conquering Depression. And guess what, guys? A year from now, there's going to be a Men Conquering Depression Part 2 called The Awakening. And in that, we're doing a golf tournament for men. We're doing a golf tournament to raise money for awareness for men. Next year this time, we'll be golfing. I can send you information as we grow and go. I still haven't, for the venue to get back to me so we can solidify some things. But we're going to raise some money so we can give away some money. But also, not only are we going to raise some money, give away some money, we're going to raise awareness to what's truly happening and what's going on. We're going to raise awareness to it. We're going to raise some awareness to it. I want to thank you once again. Like I said, Men Conquer Depression, we're live. We're here. We are one man at a time. One man at a time. One man at a time. Men Conquering Depression. Men Conquering Depression. Men Conquering Depression. You are not alone, my brothers. You are not alone. We are here for you. We're in the foxhole with you. We're walking with you. We're talking with you. Men Conquer Depression, the movement, 2025. Men Conquer Depression, the Awakening, Part 2. Golf Tournament, the Workbook, Part 2. We're moving in a place where every man can get healed. We're moving in a place where every man can get delivered. We're moving in a place where every man can be whole, can walk in wholeness. I thank you. Men Conquering Depression. Men Conquering Depression.